This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Independence County's Economic Development Director Ed Mabry told the Independence County Quorum Court last night that a Southside company will soon be adding 25 new jobs, and the Economic Development Commission is helping them to do that. The commission has approved a $37,000 grant to G.W. Palmer Logistics to help with the office being expanded at their MacHugh Road facility. The G.W. Palmer Truck Brokerage Company, by computer technology, is involved with the processing of freight being shipped across the country. Mabry said the additional payroll of the 25 jobs will create enough tax revenue to have a return on the $37,000 economic development investment in less than a year. Good economic news from Independence County Treasurer Bob Treadway to the Independence County Quorum Court last night. He said retail sales perked up in Independence County in the month of May. He said collections for July were $280,000, up 13% over last year and up 2.27% ahead of last year's collection for the entire year through July. Actually, July figures reflect what went on in May. It was May sales sent in to the state of Arkansas in June and back to the counties in July. In other news, a 19-year-old man has died after being run over by a road grader while working at an Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department site in western Arkansas. Police in Barling, Arkansas, say Zach Wells died after being run over by the rear tires of the grader as he was working on a parking lot about 2:30 yesterday. Officer Jared Scott said that Wells apparently was measuring something and may have been kneeling, and the road grader driver didn't see him. Arkansas Highway Transportation Department District Engineer for that area, Joe Shipman, said Wells was part of a construction crew that was building a new headquarters for the Highway Department. A Poughkeepsie woman has been charged in Independence County Circuit Court with 13 counts of forgery. Court records say 38-year-old Heather Dombrowski Scott forged 13 checks to six different Batesville businesses on a closed banking account of a woman who passed away in February. The checks were forged in late June, and total restitution is listed at just over $577. Scott's bond has been set at $25,000. And Independence County Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said this morning his department is looking for a suspect that was involved with a break-in at the Batesville Speedway at Locust Grove last night. Jeffrey said the break-in apparently occurred just before racetrack security personnel arrived for work. Security personnel said they saw someone in the shadows running from the track and into the woods. An inventory is being taken today to determine if anything was stolen. An Independence County Judge Robert Griffin said the county is under a burn ban until further notice.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.